A sire should always share with his child.
Do you plan on not rolling today? Because, I mean, you've only got like 15 or 20 dice.
I only have like 15 or 20 dice, yeah.
All right, guys. Welcome to Vampires and Vitae. Thank you so much for joining us again at this wonderful table, as we normally do. We're going to throw it over. Actually, not as we normally do. Roger, got a little bit of thing to kind of... skirt with, flirt with, what are we kind of working on?
I've been working on print on demand.
Right.
So I have a store on Zazzle. It's A&R Arts on Zazzle. And I have one of my collections in there has branded stuff for Vampires and Vitae and Wizards and Wine.
All right. So we're going to get more into that probably next week. I think that's kind of what we're looking for.
Yeah.
So if some of you longtime listeners want to rock some of our merch, we're going to definitely have a store coming up for you pretty soon.
Cow's fuck.
All right. Yeah, cow's fuck. One of my favorite t-shirts that we've made. All right. Tyler, why don't you give us a little bit of background about what we did. Not last week. Not the week before. Not even the week before.
Last
it's been
year.
3 weeks last year.
Last year.
Too long.
Trying to think. I really should have listened to the episode. I know what happened, but it's been a crazy couple of weeks. Let me just enter my mind.
His brain's been focused on season one.
Yeah. It has. I've been pulling up some deep roots. Okay. So.
Red leather.
Yeah, red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah, right.
The old maid had syphilis.
Yeah, right.
That's because she lives
boat,
in Baltimore.
Toy boat. Toy boat.
So we got everybody to sit down at the table, both in person and, you know, it's interesting to play people sitting at a table playing with people.
Yes.
You know?
It's a little bit close to reality.
Yeah, it was very parallel.
Inception.
Reality. Yeah, basically. But in Vampire, we were sitting down and discussing where to go from here. A lot of political intrigue, a lot of subterfuge, a lot of just back and forth. And you know, we had Cap, and we have Destin Bella, and we have Rosary on one corner, and then we've got all of the boys over here on the other corner. You know, considering you one of the boys,
I understand.
Yeah, I understand. And you know,
then there's Benoit.
And there's Benoit, who's got his scope waiting for
hello
in the grassy knoll. There were two shots.
Magic bullet.
Yeah. He would have a magic bullet, though, so that's cool. One of the things that my wonderful sire, Benoit, pointed out was that he had proof that Alistair had been funneling money into the town, to which Alistair rebutted, like, it's not my fault, you don't understand. You gave me the money.
That's a shitty excuse.
And that you signed it, you know. But it's not my fault you didn't read it, you know. So there was a back and forth on that. And it was getting pretty heated because both sides had pretty strong arguments for why they did or did not belong.
I see Benoit's side. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Wise.
Meanwhile,
I almost forgive you.
My least favorite cowboy with a little parasite in his brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, talking about Barnaby.
Yep.
Had been dominated to...
Whoa, easy.
Hey, man. Not my character.
Hey, if the gag ball fits, you know.
Oh, whoa. So apt.
Yeah, Benoit took Barnaby from behind and said, you're mine now.
Oh, gosh.
No, but he did use his dominate ability within the lore of the game to put basically a landmine, a trigger word that would cause him to react in a certain way. As the argument really heated up, Benoit said the word San Francisco, I believe, which caused Barnaby to lift his gun, which is a blunderbuss-style silver nitrate-infused... Well, hurt. To blow off the face of Benoit.
But Benoit also, before activating word, also used potence and...
Fortitude.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
yeah.
You did used a couple of abilities, which caused you to have a critical failure, I believe, to the point where...
Bestial success.
Oh, bestial success. That's what it was. Yeah. A bestial success, so that you're worthing as logically as you would like to be. Long story short, you're about to get shot in the face. And then Alistair used his ability that he had gotten from the conductor in the beginning of the game to freeze time for 45 seconds.
No more magical items
for Alistair.
Cast.
I thought after season one he would have figured it out.
I got a fucking magic snake tattoo. You know, for those,
right? What you're talking about. For those of you that were here for season one, Danica held on to that dagger until Robbie nearly goddamn forgot about it.
Yeah, right. Yes, that's true.
It became like the thing. So, you know, for the players, the longer you hold on to something, just long enough for the DM to forget about it, the more powerful it actually becomes.
Jester just, with her.
Just don't forget about it.
Yeah. I still got a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, right. That's true.
You can't tell him this thing. Yeah, right. Now the clock restarts. Anyways, time is frozen. Alistair has 45 seconds to figure out what, if anything, he can do to alleviate or fix this situation.
Has the trigger been pulled or not?
No, it has not.
It is. Okay.
The gun is being currently released.
It is about, like, the hammer is about to, you know?
Yeah, the click has been. Actually, no. The trigger has been pulled. The shot has not been expelled.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what's going on. That's what's happening. Welcome to Freeze Your It.
Welcome back to Duck Goose.
Welcome back to the best V Day, buddy.
I am entirely shocked and mortified, of course.
Yeah, of course. Alistair.
Hello. I'm going to save you the breath. I'm just going to leave. No.
Alistair just walks out.
45 seconds later, you see Alistair in the distance. Yeah.
He's on a horse.
He's
yeah, out. Right. It's your problem now. All right.
I yield, good sir. Yeah.
What you're faced with is the sound, the constant ringing of a coin being flipped. That ding, that first chime. Stays within the air, reverberating, slow, almost as if you were to scream underwater. You can hear that that echoing effect. Looking around, you can see it just hovering above the simple contract that you made of I am using this, flipping the coin. It goes into its first rotation and freezes. Did it work? You look at everybody else. You do see that that Rosary has pushed back from the table and is frozen as about his chair's going to fall, seeing the gun being raised at what was supposed to be a very civil meeting. The repercussions of attacking Benoit in a sit-down meeting that's being presided over by what you've called a Camarilla prince from Cap and your own court of your barons. This would be detrimental. The Camarilla would have to act.
Yeah.
Benoit being Benoit would have definitely said, if I don't come back or send message on a timely entrance, this would be very important for the Camarilla to investigate. Hard to fight. They knew where they were going, and the person that gave you that same coin that you flipped has never failed about getting somebody to its location. So, if you don't put a snub out this fire, you're going to be dealing with the entire repercussions of hurting your sire in a Camarilla meeting.
Stick your finger in the barrel.
Yeah. I so badly want to do that click thing where I just kick you in the nuts over
and over. My fault.
That scene in Click where he just like, you gotta feel that in a second.
Oh yeah.
Actually, the moment that
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah. When you do look over to Barnaby, you can see that he has triggered his, you know, his landmine essentially.
Yeah.
The moment that he pulled that trigger.
Tell him I click.
His like eyes are kind
of
like coming.
Yeah, back. They're coming back. Yeah. They're like, what the fuck did I just do? There's that moment of shock that you see on Barnaby's face.
The ball bag. You can see. Released.
Yeah, right. You have been, yes. You've said pineapple. The safe word has been used.
Safe word.
Yeah, right.
Boring.
Actually, can I get the last moments between the two, actually the three of you, are because you did go beastful, is this like the smirk that's left in Benoit because you've gotten essentially.
So Benoit is, of course, influenced by his beast right now.
Right.
And Tyler has challenged him to a duel.
Mm-hmm.
So he is accepting that duel, but the subtext is he knows what he's doing with Barnaby. Right. So he's like a two for one.
Right. Yeah.
But he's social enough to play it off as this his relish for this duel with
imagine like a very stoic
Alistair.
Face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that moment. So when you look over, like, do you stand up or as this ding, it's just the only sound is that like that constant hum of a flipping coin.
Alistair kind of takes it a moment. He's like, his heart could be beating fast. It would be.
When you look over to Rose, what does Rose look like?
Rose had gotten one of the long rifles of Rusty's. I mean, she's at the table, but I think that she's pushed back a little bit from the table, and I think she has the rifle sitting like up this way, so the barrel is up by like her head. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
She's got it kind of sitting in the crook of her arm.
Mm-hmm. Like, you see, like, almost like a pushback from the table, like, as if you're going
to
do something?
No, I don't think that she fully, like, scooted into the table.
Oh, okay. So just like ready to go.
Into position.
Yeah.
That moment is frozen.
Yeah.
All right. Rusty, Walt, you can see this. You can't do anything about it. So you are being a witness to this transaction, being forced. What was your moment before... You hear that same ding.
I think it's as soon as I see Barnaby start to draw his gun, Rusty's going to start to try to stand up and take action. But
all right,
it's not enough time.
Being the only, as far as you're concerned, witness, as you're stuck still. Unfortunately, you can't even move your eyes. You know, they're just in one location.
God, but it's like a tableau of the Last Supper, but it's so much worse.
Yeah.
Like, I'm imagining just Rusty with like his hands like on the table.
Yeah, right.
Like, everything's kind of like a little bit off the table because he's slammed down, you know.
All right.
In this moment. I guess Alistair is just, a lot is going through Alistair's mind.
Sure. At once, and know? Right before you stand up, last one is Barnaby. I know you do have that look of expression. Like
immediately close my eyes and just think snake.
Okay.
Snake.
Mm-hmm.
Snake.
Exactly. Snake.
What a slithery little snake.
Yep. I knew that was coming.
Fuck.
He gave you the big one, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for...
But, you know.
You're looking for a 17 for anything to be possible.
Shit. A 17?
Yeah. That thing always rolls high.
A 17 or less, right?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That one?
Two.
At least it wasn't that one.
It was a 20 by that reaction.
As soon as you said that thing rolls high, I'm like, in my head, I go, not this time.
It was 17 or less.
It literally never rolled. That thing is a piece of shit.
Fuck. All right, you stand up, and the scene is yours. You do notice when you push back from the chair, it's breaking into the wood.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, like it is.
I'm there. I'm admitting. Yes,
yeah, yeah. Like you can see like it's like when you see something explode in an action movie, that slow motion aspect of it before it pops.
Yeah.
Like you're just seeing like little bubbles of possibility from just the chair that you've pushed back.
So, you know, all at once, so many thoughts hit Alistair, like, what the fuck is happening? Like, is Benoit in on this? Is he going rogue?
Yeah, you look and you see that.
What action, if any, can I take? Is, you know, do I give Pierre the signal? Do I, you know, and then I see that, you know, the trigger is pulled, and, you know, thinking, do I move the gun to the side? But that's still an act of aggression. If I move it to the side, is, do I let him get hit and hope that it kills him? But it's Benoit, it's not going to fucking kill. Most likely, and it could maybe, you know, and this is all kind of percolating in his head. And then, like I said, I have 45 seconds, so I could do a lot.
You got some time.
I'm only gonna do one thing very well. He, for a moment, I think he's just has this defeated look as he looks around, like again, this tableau of like the Last Supper
and the shit eating grin from Benoit,
and he sees everything that he's worked for, and in 2 days it's less than a second away from being gone forever. I mean, the die is cast, so
yep.
what can Alistair do? I think there's this real like pang of of defeat for a moment inside of him, and then within that he has like one idea when he kind of flashes back to when he said, like, you know, I would do anything to keep this town, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'll put myself in harm's way, and he realizes there's only one thing he could possibly do to try and keep things moving forward in any way at all. So what he does is, this is more for pain, but I would like to know, what does Benoit's pistol look like, his six shooter? Is it, because in my lore, Benoit actually gifted me the gun that I use, and it's like engraved with like roses and thorns, and has, you know, his name on its ivory gripped. Does Benoit have the, like, a better version of that, or the
matching?
Same one? Is it matching?
Ooh,
yeah,
for sure.
Fuck,
yeah.
Okay.
Father and son.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
My boy.
See, that's actually more vampire. He actually loves you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So what Alistair does, and is because he's facing away from Benoit, like they're face to face.
Yeah.
You know, much like we are right now for the viewers, listeners, not you.
Shh. Not anymore.
So, Alistair goes underneath and takes Benoit's gun, right?
All right, unholsters. So you're going, like, underneath the table?
Yeah, he unholsters it, right?
Right, like, every, like, scurry, like, when you put your hand down and, like, you just move naturally, what you're seeing is, like, scorch marks. Like the friction from your hand moving through zero time space. Mm-hmm. Is like leaving trails.
So I take his gun, I come back up onto my side.
I'd say that'd be 30 seconds.
Okay. We've got a 4 in firearm, so the rest of this will go pretty quick.
Alright. Before you make another move, I'd like you to make me a...
I haven't done anything
yet. Well, yes, you have. You crawled underneath the table and came back.
You're taking my gun, right?
Yeah.
Not your gun that mm-hmm. I gave you.
No.
My gun.
I was taking your gun for a moment.
I'd like you to make a wits and awareness roll.
Jeez.
I mean, I'm like sitting on the edge of my seat a little bit, and I know the listeners at home are like, fucking get to it. Right. Jesus.
You're looking for twos.
You want to freeze 45 seconds? That's an eternity.
Frozen. 3 seconds. It's three seconds. 3 successes.
When you come back up from the table, like, and like when you put your hand on this very thick, like, piece of like heartwood, very long table, you can feel it almost start to crumble underneath your finger. You know what I mean? Like the different Rusty's layers of wood.
More pissed.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The different layers of wood, of the aging of the wood itself, is as you're going through it, and it's splintering underneath your fingers. With 3 successes, you do look over to Destin Bella, and you can see that he's tracking you with his eyes.
I think Alistair just kind of just gives a shrug.
Keep on going.
Slow. Quick
he's
question.
Not moving. Yeah.
With Alistair doing this stuff to take my gun, does that have any effect on my clothing or the holster?
Yeah, it'd probably like splinter it.
Interesting. Like, okay.
It would be like it'd be like a friction burn on leather, because leather is like a material. It's hide, right? Mm-hmm. So like when you like as you gently try to grab it, like just the buckle like implodes and you're able to take it out. Like, I mean, like, you're moving fast. You haven't just moved faster than time. You've stopped it. So anything that you're touching has very little. But you haven't destroyed the gun, though.
Yeah. So what I do is, and again, I have a 4 in firearm, so I can do this very quickly, is I flick open both of the revolvers, right?
Dexterity and firearms.
Motherfucker.
This is what you wanted.
You thought this was going to go easy, man? It's going to fucking...
2 successes.
And that's all you needed.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
There's a lot of ones
so, in there. So, like, with your thumbs, I almost think on both sides, like, you release and poof, and you see the chamber open.
I take one of the bullets that I was going to use, possibly on myself,
right?
And I put it in Benoit's gun. Fire. So I switch the bullets, basically, right?
So he gets one?
He has... one in his chamber, right? And then, because I had 3 in my gun,
mm-hmm.
Now I have two, and I have a bullet from one his, and he has one of mine. And then I reholster my gun, and I take a deep breath.
4 seconds.
And I shoot myself in the hip and toss the gun under the table. And the coin hits the table.
You see Deston Bella. The last thing is you, like, freeze in pain. Unfortunately, you have stopped time, so you're going to be in agony for about 30 minutes as you feel, I mean, in relevance. I mean, like, as you feel a specifically designed, destroying aspect of a bullet to hurt. It's Loki in episode one of Loki when he gets hit in the face, you know, and you know what I mean, like that slow motion.
I could just see the bullet slowly coming out of the gun, and as it's entering my body, I toss the gun back, like underneath. It
makes a scorch mark as it derides, ending up.
And I don't stop Barnaby.
When the gun leaves his hands, does it freeze?
He would have like one second. So how far can something travel in a second? One Mississippi. Yeah, cool. It'd get to you. Cool.
Scientific.
So, you know, I would like to
stop throwing shit.
Bill Nye over here.
You know, it'd be better if I could, like, I'll roll for like a dexterity, like if I can get it, like, as like it's fine if it hits the floor because it's whatever got to him, but like if I could get it onto his lap, that'd be great.
Oh no, you may bisect him if you wanted to. Well, think about like throwing a baseball faster than time.
Okay, then I won't do that. Okay, I'm not trying to. Fine. Yeah, then I leave it, and then that's my move. So I just, you know, have a bullet in me.
Me and wrestler are gonna have so much to repair.
There it is.
Right there. It is.
Jesus. That's not even more complicated than it already was.
No.
All right.
Quick question.
Yes.
Where is Cap looking while this is all happening?
Cap would have had some celerity over his years. So Cap is probably, he's in the middle of pulling a pistol on Bart.
Yeah,
is he watching me and Alistair have our argument?
I think he'd be watching Barnaby.
His threat would be the gun being pulled in a meeting that he is in the mental middle of, being the prince at a sanctioned rebellion area. So
just
he
let me
would
know
be
how much health damage to take. I'll just get there.
Yeah, it's gonna be
is
a lot of aggravated
Alistair
damage.
Next to Barnaby, like we are at the table.
No, you guys would be across. So Barnaby would have been sitting next to Alistair.
Yeah,
so across
kind of
the
situation
thing.
We are now.
Yeah, right. So perfect. So Cap would have been trying to save his kingdom. He hasn't trained it yet, but you can see, you know, that movement. Like the gun has to come straight out first before you can. You know, before you can fire.
Yep.
So he's still in the straight out train. Like, that's where he's frozen.
So I pull the trigger.
Yep. Click.
And I realize what's going on. I can't make any movement. I'm not fast enough, or.
No, we already rolled for your snake. That is your.
Hey, man. That's a different thing.
Yeah, right.
We're talking about that. That's a different entity.
Yeah, right.
That's a different move.
That was a whole 30 minutes ago, apparently.
That was 3 weeks ago, man.
Yeah, right. The chamber had been done. Like, your snake could have done crazy magic shit, but I mean, like, you didn't get that roll off, so. And I don't even know how useful that would have been.
Epic fail.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but you have seen all this transpire. You are the only person other than maybe Deston Bella that has any kind of awareness of what's going on. In fact, the best you can just realize there, Tyler, from a fourth level vamp, he maybe have been able to move. He definitely trained you.
That's kind of why I think with Deston, I think that's why Alistair just kind of shrugged and was like,
"Yeah, right."
He's like, "I was like, you're on nobody's side." So
yeah, no, he just.
I was like, "He's not going to say shit."
He wants interest. This is very interesting.
Yeah, that's what. So, and then when time finally hits Rose and Barnaby, you'll see there's just like a fucking hole in Alistair's hip, basically shooting myself like above the leg and below the rib cage, you know? All right. Like, because it's kind of like a pocket of, like not a lot going on there.
Right.
You know? And if it hits a kidney, it doesn't really matter because I don't use kidneys. Yeah. But, like, you know,
they're kind of dead anyway.
Yeah, try not to shatter the bones or anything, but, like, kind of a clean entrance and exit. But, like, you know, aggravated damage, obviously, but, like, I put it in a place where, like, I can be, like, have the highest chance of, like, not.
But it's also basically point blank, so it's not going to have, like, a chance to expand.
Actually, it's, yeah.
It's not a dumb bullet. That makes sense. All right, so as it goes through. Yeah, right. You do have
that. Forever.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. If you ever had a kidney stone, this is what it feels like.
I'm just punching. Yeah, right, yeah.
You son of a fucking bitch. Time comes back on. You release that bullet.
Stupid.
Hit you. So we got to figure out some damage here.
Yes, yeah. I would like to soak.
Yes. So
where does the bullet hit Benoit?
We're talking in the face. That's where he told him to shoot him. Show him in the face.
I'm glad I was sitting at the end of the table.
Yeah, right. So this is, thankfully, it's a close enough thing so even a shot off a shotgun could hit a decent amount of your target.
Hit your whole face.
I was going to say, hit enough face.
Just far enough away that the whole face gets hit.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
So
Benoit's head was actually this big, like a pumpkin.
So can someone give me what a shotgun's damage would be?
So 8.
Eight, so then that would be aggravated eights. So instead of 8s, it would be aggravated 8s. We'll call it that. Which is a lot.
Yeah, because it's silver. That's nitrate.
That's a Mossberg 500.
Yeah, that's a If eight sounds like a fine number to me. Close ranged, like the distances. I mean, like you'd be reaching over the table. It's essentially the same difference that we're talking about right here. Yeah. So yeah, 8.
What a move, Benoit.
Yeah, but he has some serious soak though, because he popped two things. He didn't just pop.
No, I know.
He didn't just pop being able to soak it. He also popped one more. Do you remember the two things that you popped?
Yes. I had, let me make sure I speak into this microphone. I had
bulletproof eyelids.
resilience. Yeah. And I have,
It was two, wasn't it?
He popped two before the shot. What led him to be able to do it was his be sure failure using the second ability.
Was one of those things?
Defy Bane, which is convert a number of aggravated damage equal to their fortitude rating to superficial damage.
Okay, what's your fortitude rating?
4.
All right, so 4 of that 8 is superficial.
Then it'll be 4 aggravated, 4 superficial.
Yep.
And then resilience.
Fucking math. I hate when the math has to math.
I add my fortitude to my health track.
Okay, so
how many points do you have in your... You have 4 fortitude?
5 points of... fortitude. 4 points.
Okay. Alright, so that means you only have 4 superficial damage. Sorry, 3 superficial damage.
And then 2 ag, right?
That would be the... Yes. Okay, Hold on.
So I have...
4 minus 3...
So I'd assume we'd do something. Honestly.
We do 9 in this setting, right? 9 health levels?
Yes.
Yeah. So I have 13 minus 8, but then half of those 8 are superficial.
Superficial.
So I assume those are healable.
They are.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah, all you have to do is rest.
Okay. So I take 4 ag and 4 superficial is my...
Now, does it make a difference because it was the silver nitrate vampire?
What we said is that, like, that originally came out as full ag. His abilities, his pre-soaks, are taken care of. That's why it's going down.
Gotcha.
I wanted to survive this thing.
Yes. Shoot me in the face.
It would have killed you.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go, 4. I think it comes down to 4 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, how much aggravated would you like me to take?
Well, you haven't soaked anything.
I know.
Shit.
No pre-soaks for you.
I was going to say it probably does like 3
I'd
or
say,
4.
I'd say 4 ag.
Okay. Yeah, pistol.
4 ag, right?
According to the pistol's 4.
Okay. 4, yeah, I'll 4 ag. Ag.
All right, that puts me at 1.
Oh, fuck. When we come out of time, you shoot me.
Boom, boom.
I would like him to shoot me. And me to fly back in the chair and look to everyone in the room as though I'm dead.
I am also on the floor, but I might actually be dead.
So both chairs just go.
Yeah, literally, like, yeah, like fucking cowboy style saloon, just at the same time, just boom.
Yeah, right. So both. What most people would think is that you shot underneath the table and he shot across the table.
Shot first.
You look down at the gun as it flies out of your hand, and that's the shot from Cat. He doesn't shoot you. He shoots the gun. There's another gun right next to you. You have Alistair's gun right there. If you want another blunderbuss, there happens to be 1, 2, 3, 4 blunderbuss.
I'm just on the ground. There.
Rose will stand and aim.
Yeah, this is your scene. Yep. This is your scene.
Rose will stand and aim her shotgun at Barnaby and say, Barnaby, what's happened?
Fuck, dude.
Son of a bitch.
You saw all of this happen, so yeah, you can be quiet or non-quiet.
No, Rusty is still standing up and yells for Thistle to come in and restrain Barnaby and call John.
Thistle comes over and looks at you and just kind of like, because you're looking at your hands at this point. Mm-hmm. Hasn't changed. She's like, so you good, or do I gotta hold your hand?
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here?
No. Nobody's leaving yet. And I look at this one. You need to call Johnny now.
She goes, all right. Soup son! You hear a from the thing.
I'll start healing my superficial damage.
All right. As you lay on the floor.
Was, like, holding onto Rose's leg. Like, where's Cowboy?
Cowboy.
Cowboy, he's looking. I mean, all this happened.
Cowboy.
This literally all happened in like the speed of a gunshot.
Cowboy, bring him down close. Yeah.
Like, kinda, you mean Rustler, right?
No. Cowboy.
You mean Cowboy? Yeah. All right.
Because Cowboy came with.
Yeah, I know. I pull him double down, checking.
Like a little too aggressively on accident, mm-hmm. You know. But I look at him and I'm mm-hmm. like my eyes are wild. I'm like,
yeah, boss. All right.
She can heal me.
Okay.
And then I let go. Just
he gets up.
Just hits the floor.
Yeah, right. He, like, wipes his forehead.
Because she was able like to heal aggravated damage. Yeah,
you see, like, a wipe of blood over it, like, as he goes, all right, cool. Okay.
She didn't come with us, though, right?
No. You did not bring the Lady of Flowers.
That's, like, 6 hours.
Yeah, so he'll, you can hear the door
Sorry
open.
If you run.
Right. Well, he's got horses. He's got
Two
horses.
Two and a half.
Of course, when he gets out there, he goes, boss. There seems to be a problem. You hear it was an army search marching closer to the gunshots that were just.
Oh, what's Rosary doing?
Oh shit!
Over you,
don't you touch me.
Over you,
oh,
but
good.
He's like,
he's praying.
Yeah, he is.
Prayers.
He's like about to do last rites, and he's like, surprisingly, you're healing very fastly
from what
would have been, you know what I mean? Like, is all of your potence and resistance and all that jazz.
You truly are a man of God.
I've saved you.
You have.
Yes. My power is glorious.
Like, you know, facial stigma.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Actually, he takes like his hands and like on your blood and like does a sign of the cross that's slightly set because he does have true belief, so his cross would make
shit,
a difference.
Oh shit, does it hurt me?
It does not hurt you.
That would be so perfect. You take one aggravated damage
it just burns straight through.
You do smell the smell of cooking flesh as he comes back up. He's steadying you back up though, like with the book in his hand, and like he was about to give you the last rites because you just took a shotgun in the face that could have possibly had 8 aggravated damage. And he's like, are you truly the Messiah?
I have been betrayed by perfidious anarchs.
Yeah, right. He takes out and starts ledgering as, and by the way, this guy would be able to write amazing prose. Like, as he is, now you're going to be a legend in the in his world.
Fair.
Yeah, he just witnessed a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As he continues to scribble.
I'm just bleeding out like a normal person.
Yeah, you look at your friends. I mean, looking down, Alistair has been shot in the hip.
Does, because I don't know, and I don't think that we've actually... I don't know that we've done this yet. If I... And Alistair, you can decide if you would say no, but if I gave... If Rose gave Alistair blood, would that help to heal him?
Benoit would also offer to give Alistair blood.
Do you worry about your own...
And he comes over to his son to offer the sucker of his veins. Would it heal him? At high cost to himself, it would be potent, but what you'd really be doing is blood bonding.
Can I just burn, like, a willpower to, like, stop the bleeding? Like, I still have, like, a wound, but, like...
I'm not, you could like... stand. You've already accepted your damage.
Yeah.
You are...
Okay.
I mean, so you can stand. Okay. Willpower will let you behave more normally.
Okay.
Like, if it blew out your elbow, you couldn't be like, and I will power elbow. Yeah.
No, I'm
like, you know what I mean?
Say, like, can I get up eventually?
You could willpower a health point, one health point, or you could, that'd still leave you on the ground, mm-hmm. or you could force yourself to stand. You're not getting more than you're not bleeding out.
Okay, that's all I was wondering.
Yeah, you're not bleeding out. You're down to one health point, and the rest of it is aggravated. I mean, you can feel it. In fact, you see Dr. Travel go, looked better than I thought.
Well, as you can see, it appears I've been shot.
I mean, yes, it does.
And I was a betting man.
I didn't do it.
Unlikely.
Would you like some help?
If you just brought me up against the wall, maybe that's fine.
Okay, well, Rose will sit him up and drag him back so he's sitting up against the wall.
And then I point at the... at the chair where Benoit was, at the gun that is on the floor.
From the trajectory from where you'd be, as you point, a bullet comes in and does not hit the gun, but it spins it to... That's where Pierre Pouf was aiming at, to give more emphasis upon your point.
And then the arm just kind of drops, and I'm just
kind of through the window, ding, pff, boom, and it just spins the revolver. The baseball-sized
wound in my fucking...
Yep. Well, I would like to know, excuse me, I'm still in charge of this mess.
That is true.
Exactly why, Monaby, did you shoot our esteemed guest in the face and from the spinning gun, was it Benoit? Why did you shoot your child?
I would never violate the sanctity of your court with such an act, or the honored, blessed peace of Rusty's Hall.
That's great, but there is a hole in my hip, and I believe there's a bullet missing in your gun, Benoit.
Interesting, but I believe Cap would know, having faced us, that I was talking to you about a duel. Why would I shoot you?
Because you accepted it and you're a dick.
He comes over and he comes over and gently
the honesty of the moment.
Yeah, right. He picks up your gun, you know, on the ground, and he, like, by the handle, you know, kind of gently. It's like, is this your gun?
It is my gun, Cap, but I haven't fired it since boarding that train.
I'm just looking down at myself.
He removes the cartridge and smells the barrel. Looks at the scorch marks behind it and goes, "Oh, you're awful hurt, aren't you?"
It would appear so, yes. I don't think I'm going to die, but it's going to take some time.
He comes over and he, like, puts two fingers on your wound. That's, you know, looks tiny. Yes?
I need to make a rouse check because Rose is standing right beside Alistair, and this would heighten all of her emotions. And
okay.
That makes sense. Concerned about that, right. Rose.
Character specific.
Yeah.
Are you going because of Toreador reasons, or are you going just because of...
No, because there's a gaping wound full of vampire blood that I'm sure that Rose wouldn't mind having a little nip of, to be completely honest with you.
Okay.
Delicious.
That's a 7, so I'm good.
All right.
You're like, house is kind of hot.
It does interest you when he puts it to his, you know, when Kat puts it to his lips, spits it out. But yeah, I mean, like. Yeah.
And Rose will go to her underskirts and she'll start pulling strands of fabric off and she'll start packing the wound.
Yeah. You're very hurt. What kind of gun do you have there, Benoit?
Peacemaker.
He goes and he takes the neck, he clicks back the shell, pulls back the hammer, shoots himself in the hand, arm, and goes, this is what it should look like.
Yes.
If, and like, it goes straight through, through and through, and he grimaces but heals it. That does not look like this should.
If I may, Cap, I believe it was one of the experimental bullets that Travel had created. There's a couple in my gun as well.
Travel, come over to you. See the gun?
Yeah.
Unholster it, hand it to him.
Oh, yes. You can all feel the hum of silver. This is definitely mine. This is a... Yeah.
No, I do believe...
I see one and I see two.
I believe that... Benoit was in my study last night and had already pilfered one of my papers. It leads me to assume that he had also pilfered one of the experimental bullets that were in the same desk. And
how would I know they were experimental bullets?
You can, I mean, Travel.
He takes it up. It's a glass bullet with floating pieces.
How would I know what that did?
It doesn't take a genius to know what silver looks, smells, and tastes like. Especially one at your age.
I believe that awesome. Cap had just showed me a box of silver nitrate.
Yes.
That I had seen, I've never seen before. And he had said that because of the purity of this silver, it had a special effect on Kindred.
It would be his first time witnessing, I mean, none outside of us understood the purity and the atomization of the silver.
Are you leaving these bullets just around, Alistair?
No, I left them in my study locked, and you found your way into my study.
Can you prove that he was in your study?
Yes, there are multiple witnesses, including Grant.
Though I confess I was in his study, yes. But I did not take any bullets. And I believe we can settle this matter quite easily.
I mean, you've already pilfered one of my papers, and you did not allude to it until it...
Evidence.
Yeah.
For Cap's court.
But you didn't. Did Cap not have to ask for it?
I'm more interested in why...
Why there's a hole in my goddamn hip?
Well, you it's currently have...
Rose's skirts.
My apologies. I am in a lot of pain.
Benoit will readjust his jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Because you shot him in the face. Yeah, the whole time, Rosa was just like, it's amazing. He's healing from this particular thing.
I hope that scars.
Yeah. Right. Like, why did you shoot him in the face? Did you see him pull the gun to shoot Alistair underneath? Or...
I mean, that was my assumption.
When I looked at Benoit, I seen him look over to Alistair and immediately knew he was in danger and just thought twice and shot.
So you're lying.
Oh, yeah.
All right. To a very ancient...
I mean, at this point...
Yep.
Might as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're already
knee deep.
Yeah.
Manipulation and subterfuge.
I'll always love these ones.
Can I roll an opposed roll?
No.
You'll get to make your case. You have a good case. You'll be able to sway opinion because you
rolling,
have a judge. You're
rolling sixes still, but
you also are. Yeah. Well, the problem is he's rolling against Cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, those pulled that, right?
You're good.
Yeah.
Five. So,
that was
three successes.
Yeah.
Plausible.
Fucking ones, man.
Yeah. Might have been good if it wasn't for those. Goddamn.
Plausible, but he sees the lie.
Willpower?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Because four will take you over.
Yep.
I cast Zone of Truth.
Fuck you!
What you see now, Benoit, is him understanding a very odd possibility. So now here's your post roll. What would you like to put forward?
Oh, I would just like to make the argument.
Yeah.
Make my case.
Yep. Tell him how it really happened.
Barnaby shot me.
And he did.
Yep.
Unprovoked. I did not touch this gun. I don't know who did. But I think we can determine quite easily who is responsible.
Please enlighten us.
The miracles of Auspex often give Malkavians and others insight into an object. Who had emotional attachment to it? Who last used it and why? I would suggest we get a Malkavian or a talented Toreador to examine the weapon.
There are no Malkavians in this town.
But, Cap, perhaps you have some mastery over this ability.
I do have talented Toreador.
And I do have one counterfactual that makes me innocent. I don't know who's guilty of shooting Alistair. But I think you would agree to make that shot, I would have to have some mastery of celerity.
Pulling the gun, the heavy blunderbust, coming directly out of the wrapped and, let's be honest, over-ceremonial box, compared to your time shooting from the hip, it is possible that you got a shot off secondary, which would be different in the ruling. Did you act responsarily? Did you act to save yourself? But you're saying you didn't draw the gun.
Well, I didn't hear a shot afterwards. I heard both shots at the same time.
Well, if he says he didn't draw the gun at all, that's a harder argument to sustain. You need to, yes, I can bring in, I do have them outside, one of my Toreador. That does have aspects.
With all due respect, Cap, as a smart man, it is obvious what is happening here.
Please enlighten me, because I am, as you say, very smart, and ascertaining why two guns came off, I can see this two ways. A reactionary, he saw him pull the gun to shoot you.
I challenged my sire to a duel. He accepted, and well, it lacks a certain decorum, he believed that he could get away with putting one in me. Hopefully, I assume, to put me into torpor, which very nearly has. And Barnaby, as he has stated, tried to defend me from this.
You do hear another bump
but
from the distance.
To just outright say that the gun that is yours, that is fired, that fired a bullet into me, that is by you still, for you to say that you had nothing to do with it, I will not even entertain his argument.
Can I,
with all due respect,
re-summarize what you've said, Alistair?
I demand justice for this situation.
I would like to restate what you've said. I went into your office where I produced a document. We both agree I did that.
Yes, you are a cat burglar. Yes, we have agreed on that.
Yes, I, the elder Ventru, am a cat burglar.
Did you or did you not go into my room and take something of mine? And would that not constitute a cat burglar?
I think I've made it quite clear. I don't consider anything to be yours.
Obviously, you shot me with my own...
But I have confessed that I have taken this document. Your story is, rattling through your desk, found a random bullet that I then put in my gun, not knowing what it would do.
Yes.
Unless you're suggesting I know Cap's weapons manufacturing.
Counter-argument, the elder Ventru vampire
doesn't know what silver is and cannot deduce the difference between a brass or lead bullet and one that has magical properties.
I would ask Cap.
One that literally sings to you.
Are these weapons common?
Varian, I mean, first of their kind. I mean, I have had some interesting guns myself, but no, this is... We've sunk quite a lot of...
You take one of those bullets and you hand it to anybody of your age or his age who has not seen it, and they will tell you most likely what it is.
So this is a one of three, I mean, when it comes to the bullets. It does look nasty. It looks even if you had a cursory understanding about the more of the ways of, the small scriptures. It was definitely ruined.
So yes. Then I came to a gathering with one of the greatest venture to ever live, where I had a meeting with you, my sire, to resolve our unresolved issues.
Yeah, and I believe you told me that you were sent by the Camarilla specifically, and yet one of the greatest Ventrues, so respected in the Camarilla, as you say, sent you and not a Primogen? They sent you from Europe.
Yes, I've come a very long way for a very important canite.
When they could have easily sent somebody from Amarillo, a Primogen. They could have sent anybody of a higher standard.
I am a well-to-do, a very respected individual in Amaryllis. In fact, I tried to extend my hand to you when you stopped there at my spot.
Are you a Primogen?
I am not, but no, I am a leader of the faith.
It is as if a... How do I put this delicately? It's as if the president is being talked to by the mailman about how important he is. And
you
how...
have a lot of anger, Alistair.
No, I'm simply saying that your worth...
By the way, you've seen actually what happened.
Yeah.
For the Camarilla in America to send somebody from Europe to see Cap...
Can I tell you the mitigating factor?
It makes no sense.
It does make sense.
It doesn't.
Because I braved the deserts, the sun-washed deserts of the American Southwest... I am an expendable, as you say, and I traveled across Europe, despite the sun, seeking this glorious leader. Now, I would love for you to come back with me as well.
So are you seeking the glorious leader, or are you sent by the Camarilla from Europe? I'm confused.
It's both.
Right.
But, in any case...
I just would have thought, you would have sent a letter stating that to anybody. Can you produce a letter by the Camarilla showing? Surely you have documentation.
Our business is done in conversation. You are behind the scenes. You deal in letters. I deal in courts.
Really? And you have proof that
my word is all the proof that's required.
He would also have, I'm sure that you would have set up, if I don't come back, you need to
come.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know if he does, but there is a possibility.
I would have kept that vague. Don't necessarily know if he killed me,
right?
In that situation, so I didn't necessarily want him dead.
Right.
I would want someone to investigate whether he killed me.
The Camarilla would have
somewhere. There's a letter with a wax seal in case of
in case I don't come back.
Yeah. Daston.
Yeah.
Have you not mastered Auspex?
I mean, it would be very simple for me to give you the answer.
I think that Cap should depend on one of his more orthodox...
Oh, on the contrary, if we're talking about elders, we have one of the elders in the room.
But are you a member of the Camarilla, good sir?
Are you kidding me? No.
Yes.
Your parties and...
This is a place of neutrality, and an unbiased perspective would be most agreed upon, I would assume.
I thought that this place belonged to Cap.
This place belongs to Rusty.
Okay.
Well, of course, but the area.
Yeah.
Oh, you see Daston Bella, he winks at you. And I hate to say it, but it's like one of the most attractive moments of your entire life.
Right.
Like
you ovulate.
Yeah.
Haven't ovulated in decades.
Yeah, right. So Cap looks at you and then winks. And he goes, it's very odd to be someone as old as I am. For example, and who's holding your gun currently?
It's on the ground.
It's on the ground.
It was picked up by Cap, and then I think put back on the ground.
And Cap shot himself.
And then he shot himself. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yep, possible.
Yeah, if, when he's showing it 16? To you, that's a bad thing.
16.
Yeah, God damn it.
2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That works. He takes, looks around the table, picks up your coin with a knowing smile.
Alistair just...
Mm-hmm. It's already used all
yeah,
the...
Yeah, no. Alistair just kind
of... There is a moment, though, that he sniffs it, and there's a little bit of secret smile to him. And he goes... Bing! Through the air. What you guys hear is just a gunshot and a whoosh of wind. Coin falls, actually plastered against the wall. Go take a look. All you saw was him flip a coin, and you heard a gunshot.
Alistair cannot move.
Another shooter.
Go take a look at the coin.
I will
Rose will pick it up and drop it in the middle of the table.
It's still hot in the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
I shot you. In the middle of a meeting in front of your prince. I picked up that gun. I just proved I could that fast. My apologies, Benoit. I mean, I understand that you want a little bit more control with the Camarilla. I mean, but obviously, I can move that fast. I didn't mean to rip up your... look at your sidearm. How's that leather looking? It's like shattered.
My just God. It's ruined.
Yeah, right. Absolutely ruined. You reach down, you feel the muzzle of your gun. It's hot. It definitely was that gun.
What is, the hell is happening?
Celerity, my dear boy. Like how it was meant to be.
But why would you frame?
Because I need something interesting. You, Cap, you think that you're a leader. You're not. I've seen many like you. Benoit, he's probably the closest thing to close down all deals. You want to be neutral. I'm with you, Barnaby. Shooting him in the face, I knew I picked the right guy. I mean, he's the one that brought me in. The whole reason I'm sitting at this table right now.
Always is.
Now, you know the truth, and you know the truth.
Did I see what he just did with the coin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He moved with 8 points of celerity. He. By the way, something you would know, he dumped all of his blood points. Well, fourth level. He dumped a lot of blood in one moment.
Mm-hmm.
One celerity, two celerity, three celerity,
right,
to get to where he was. Two movements per. So that's 1, 2, be on sight. 3, 4, get the gun. 5, 6, return. 7, 8, hit, then toss.
What's Cap's expression when...
He knows he's being played.
Okay.
He knows there's a lie. But there's also now an argument.
He doesn't know where the lie is.
Yeah, but now there's an argument that he did it. And if he wants to claim responsibility, because you said you didn't.
Correct.
So he did.
So we agree that I did not shoot Alistair.
Oh, no. I did. Right in the hip, right?
But we do agree Barnaby shot me.
Oh, I don't think
that
can be.
Barnaby wouldn't be at fault for that because he believed that it was you. Because
how?
Because as you stated... You said that he was protecting me.
Oh, yes, I believe that. He was protecting you from the duel.
So if he... No, he was protecting me from you.
But we just established that I didn't shoot you.
Deston, I can appreciate your input. However, you
just the... He's almost there. Okay. He almost has his war.
Alistair. You're on Alistair. I'm Alistair. Deston.
Yeah, Alistair.
I love my head is swimming.
Alistair, let's... Stop this.
Hold on. Stop what?
Let's stop this dispute.
What, call it even?
I will swear to never speak
of this violation of this truce outside of these doors if we can come to an accommodation.
And what is the accommodation that you are
generously offering?
Expecting from me.
You do hear one more, which you can only think as being...
First, I would ask that Cap give us his thoughts on making such an arrangement.
What is the arrangement?
Well, whatever Cap decides should be fair.
I mean, if you want to call this a wash and then have a duel outside, I'm more for it. I might not be in the best shape, but I don't know your ass.
If I can, how many gunmen you have to shoot at me and interfere with this duel as Barnaby already has.
All you need to worry about is me.
What? And that's where we're going to end the episode. Thank you so much for joining us at Vampires and Vitae. We'll see you next week.